Thank you, Professor Miller, for presenting candidates. I call upon our honorary graduate, Dr. Enya Nivinine, to address the congregation on behalf of those who've been presented.
It is such a wonderful honor for me to be here today to receive this honorary degree from the University of Ulster. I'm very happy that my mum and dad, Leo and Baba, my godfather, Clumba, and his wife, Catherine, and my brother, Bartley, and his wife, Mary, are here with me today to celebrate this great occasion for me. Just 2 weeks ago, I received a Doctorate of Music honorary degree from the National University of Ireland, and I have now received my second honorary degree already. Must be doing something right. Who knows? I may now become a collector. Following in the footsteps of your esteemed Professor John Hume. After I left Loretto College in Milford, I began studying music privately, as you heard, with Father O'Callaghan. One day, I received a call from Nicky Ryan. Nicky was at the time both manager and producer to Planet. He asked me to join them in Germany, where they were recording an album, and told me he wanted me to add vocal textures for the first time and to introduce keyboards and for the first time with the group. To introduce the piano and keyboards. And without hesitating, which surprised me, I agreed. 2 days later, I was recording Cologne. And 2 years later, I began my own career with my partners in music, Nicky and Roma Ryan. When Nicky, Roma, and I became a musical partnership, I learned the value of team effort, experiment, developing, creativity, and above all, hard work. As I sat here today watching all of the students graduate, I thought of the special role held by this university in developing creativity here in the Northwest. This morning, during a visit to the McGee campus hosted by Professor Jim Allen, I was very impressed to hear of the exciting developments and the new technologies in creative arts. I know that the creative industries are close to the hearts of Vice Chancellor Barnett and Pro Vice Chancellor Allen, and that innovation exists in the core value of this great university. Your new School of Creative Arts in the Foyle Arts Building brings together music, drama, and design with one of the first degree programs for dance in Ireland. That is wonderful. During this McGee visit, I was also able to meet with my cousin, Professor Paul McKevitt, who has always been a champion of linking science and engineering to the arts. Well done, Paul. I was happy to see the plaque celebrating the life and work of James McCafferty, the renowned Derry musical director and pianist. James was a very dear friend of our family. It was a special moment for me also to meet with 50 Irish language graduates, mainly from West Donegal and Derry, many of them mature students who graduated this morning with their degrees and diplomas in the Irish language and literature. Many congratulations to them all. Your proposed cross-border research center will bring together technology and the arts and will be crucial to the regeneration of Derry and the Northwest. My message for the graduates of today is to think of ways of bringing together concepts from different subjects to create new ideas and products. This is what Nicky Roma and I have tried to achieve in our own musical team effort through experiment with sound, lyrics, and music. Embracing innovation helps to produce something unique and rewarding. It is your contribution to the world. At this point, I would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the novelist who I met earlier, Dr. Martin Amis, on receiving his well-deserved honorary degree. Finally, I would like to thank the University of Ulster for this wonderful honor, Jeremy Lewis for excellent arrangements and attention to detail, Professor Desmond Hunter, I have to say, head of the School of Creative Arts, for such a thoughtful and warm speech, Professor Jim Allen for hosting such a wonderful visit to McGee. My gratitude to the late Professor Cahill O'Callaghan of Maynooth, who was so important to my early classical music education. I want to thank my parents, Leo and Baba, family and friends, for being here today. My thanks also to Nikki and Roma, my partners in music, for helping to make this possible. It is appropriate for me to be associated in such a special way with the University of Ulster, since I am, after all, from Donegal, and therefore an Ulster woman. Once again, thank you so much. This is a great honour which I will forever cherish. Go to Mila, Mila, Mila Mayaga.
Thank you, Dr. Nivi Nine. And